WCBS News Time, 8:50, Wednesday morning, the 11th, and we are mourning the loss of Bill Gallo this morning. The 88-year-old columnist and cartoonist spent more than a half century with the Daily News. Friend and boxing historian Bert Sugar joins us live on the Newsline. First of all, our condolences on the loss of your friend.
Pat, we've lost a part of New York. He was more than a cartoonist, more than just a writer. Bill was part of New York. He was a link to the past, and he was a present. I don't want to tell you how many people opened their newspaper every day just to see his cartoons with Basement Bertha and Bernie the Bulgarian. But Bill was a throwback to everything that was New York, a friend of the Joe DiMaggio's, the Pat Summerall's, and the Ray Kelly's, the people of today. And ironically, just Saturday night, he was given a Ellis Island Medal of Honor for his basically being a part of New York, but being Bill Gallo.
Bert, you obviously knew him well. What do you think made him tick? What made him so unique?
Well, Bill was a wonderful man about town, and he related to the people. He had something called the Geezers Club, which met at Gallagher's about once every other month. And people who had grown up with him almost came to see him, his guests, the memories he had. Bill Gallo was a people's man. And yet he was so human. I'll tell you one quick story. I once was in a picture with him. I'm on one end of about a line of five people. He's at the other end. He reached across and shook my hand all the way to the end. I later asked him, why did you do that? He said Harry Hirschfield, it goes back to the turn of the last century, had told him once, when there are two hands in there, the photo editor won't crop you out. He'll just have two hands.
Brilliant.
Bill knew newspapering. Bill knew people. Bill knew New York, and that's what he was.
You were the one who had him nominated for that Medal of Honor at Ellis Island. He had an extraordinarily long career. He started quite young at the Daily News, didn't he?
Yes, he was a copy boy. And they gave him both the boxing beat, he was president of the boxing writers for many a year, and they gave him the cartooning. But his father had been a newspaper man, so it was a tradition, family, everything else. And Bill loved the newspapers, he loved the Daily News, but more than that, he loved New York. And we've lost something, a monument, if you will, in one person with his death.
Boxing writer and historian Bert Sugar, appreciate your time. And again, our sympathies with the loss of your friend Bill Gallo last night.
Thank you, Michael and Pat.
Bert Sugar. Bill Gallo passed away last night. He was 88 years old.